I'd like to call the regular meeting of council of May 10th to order at 7:57 p.m. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Janet R. Mica.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig.
Present.
Councilman Christopher Hollum.
Present.
And Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
The first order of business is the disposition of the journal for two special council meeting minutes.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to adopt the minutes of the special council meeting of March 29, 2018.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Mica to adopt the special council meeting minutes of March 29, 2018. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Abstain.
Lenz?
Yes.
The minutes of the special council meeting of March 29 have been adopted.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to adopt the special council meeting minutes of April 5, 2018.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt the special council meeting minutes of April 5, 2018. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Mica.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
The minutes for the special council meeting of April 5th have been adopted. The next order of business is the finance director's report. Mr. Berkachek.
No report tonight.
Are there any questions for the finance director this evening?
I have one, Mr. Councilman. Council President,
Councilman
Fellows.
Fiebig.
Mr. Berkachek, how are we doing financially? How are our collections going? How's the revenues? Are we on target?
We are down in the court. Income tax is roughly on pace. Property tax is roughly on pace.
Are you seeing any expenses that are outside of our budgeted amount for this year so far, or anticipating anything?
Nothing extraordinary.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you, Mr. Berkachek. The next is our city engineer's report. Pete?
Thank you, Madam President. Construction at the Meadowbrook Pump Station will be starting shortly. It was a bit delayed, primarily because of CEI and the extreme storms we had this spring. It tied up a lot of their crews, and unfortunately the first step in our project was setting up a temporary electric power, so we were at their mercy. But that should be starting this week or next. We're working on a pre-application for the Dodd Road resurfacing, which is due the first week of June. This is just a pre-application to the Lake County Engineer's Office. If they feel it's viable, then we would submit to the state. We also are looking into repair of the slope failure on Dodd Road. We've contacted a few engineering firms who specialize in that and are getting proposals from them. Next week, there is a Planning Commission meeting scheduled for Thursday. Just one item on the agenda, a proposed new office building on Somm Center across from Gale's Garden Center. And then also on the stream restoration project at the School of Innovation, we received three, or not us, but Cuyahoga Soil and Water received three proposals. So I'm part of the review committee reviewing those proposals. We have a meeting scheduled next week to evaluate and choose a design build firm. And that concludes my report.
And we have ordinance 2018-26 on, which I don't want to speak for you, but I would think that you might encourage us to move forward with that.
Yes, I would recommend passing 218-26.
Thank you. Any other questions for the engineer this evening?
Madam President.
Councilwoman Micah.
Mr. DeFranco, today at the State of the City's address, the mayor stated that the Aspire Fitness was due to move in and open by July 1st. I wonder if you could speak to how construction is going on over there.
I wasn't aware of a start date or an opening date.
Okay.
We did give them approval to work on the interior renovations. Mm-hmm. We are still waiting for them to resubmit drawings for the exterior improvements, which is the addition of a gymnasium in the rear.
Right, right. Okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you. Anybody else this evening?
Mr. DeFranco. Oh, Madam President. Mr. DeFranco. So for the Dodd Road slope failure, how critical is that situation? Do you think that will lead to a road closure in the foreseeable future? Is there a danger there? It's, you know, when you're walking by, it's a little intimidating. It looks like you're going to fall through the into the river there. But I just kind of want to, just for the residents who live around there, so we can understand what the issue is.
I don't think it's critical. And there is a guardrail there. So our intent is to address it this year. If it continues to get worse, then we'll evaluate it. And if needed, put up some safety devices.
Thanks.
Councilman Phoebe?
That was the question. To add on to that, however, the funding for any improvements, and I think we talked about the Lake County Stormwater Management being able to fund.
That's correct. We met with Tim Miller at the site, and he verbally said he's willing to cover all costs.
That's good. And next Thursday, you mentioned a building that's north of the Vet Animal Hospital. So that's been a vacant lot for many years, so I think that's a welcome improvement to that land. Is that
actually
correct?
This is the lot that there's currently a building there, a house, I believe.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's the one. Okay, right. They own that land then next to it. Is that right?
The animal hospital bought the vacant land next door to them.
That's what it is. Okay, so that house would come down.
Yes.
And they'd put that up.
Yeah.
So that'll be next Thursday. Thank you.
Any other questions for?
I'm sorry, one more. The legislation 1826, do we need to waive three readings on that so we can get those out to bid right away? I understand we're already behind on when most municipalities put out bids.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Pete. Very informative tonight. Thank you. The next order of business are our council committee reports. Councilman Phoebe, do you want to touch base?
Yes, Madam
briefly
President.
On your committees?
I will. For those that haven't been tuning in, we started at 5:30 today. It's now 8 o'clock for our 7 o'clock meeting. So the safety meeting went just approximately a half an hour, where we had an introduction, an overview of our dispatch center. Chief Collins was here, as well as our committee, which was Councilmen Micah and Plechnik, as well as Laura Lenz was here. And council members Plechnik, Fellows, and Hallam were also present. We had our acting fire chief here as well, and two members of the Lake County hierarchy in the dispatch center there. The Emergency Operations Center does dispatching for multiple municipalities and other entities throughout Lake County. There's been some discussions. There was a proposal presented to the mayor that we learned of and think we should look into it. So this was a let's scratch the surface, let's look into that. This afternoon I had a tour about 2 hours and sat down with them and toured the facility. Asked a lot of questions, and I think we need to have some more dialogue. That was the end result after this was to review a contract, again having a legal representative to review a contract, you know, such as this, before we were to make a move. I think that's the recommendation out of this committee. A lot of good discussion, a lot of detail in that, which I'll share in a full written report for next meeting. And I'm open to any questions on the safety committee, if there are any.
Thank you, Councilman Fiebig. Any questions for him on the safety committee in the dispatch center? Thank you.
Seeing none, then Planning and Zoning Committee of Council met right after that. That meeting went just a little bit long because it was quite a bit of discussion about the referral from the Planning Commission, which met to look at the CSL blood plasma donation center that's proposed. They gave us the city an application to put that in the building where Mark's and the furniture store, LaSalle Furniture, is. There's quite a bit of discussion because this is a little bit outside of the typical retail B3 zoning that we have, and they're asking for a conditional use permit. So there was much discussion at the Planning Commission 2 weeks ago. That was referred to this committee of council to review the zoning code and to see, well, does that fit? I don't know that we came up with a firm consensus, but I believe that it's very important that we'd have legal review of where we are with this, because they brought a lawyer, and that lawyer says, well, we were basing this on the administration giving us two letters saying that it would fit into our zoning. So, you know, the process is that it needs to go to the Planning Commission and Architectural Review Board before anything gets approved. I think we've been down this road before with the cell tower, that there were some, you know, assurances made by the administration before the process was complete. And that's troubling, as Mr. Plechnik brought up. It's troubling that we would be in this situation, and they've expended $100,000, he claimed, prior to getting any sort of approval for a conditional use. The idea that you're paying customers to, you know, for their time and they donate plasma, it's more of a work center than it is a place where people go for professional services, and they're claiming that this is an office, professional or administrative. And in my mind, it's those are like lawyers, CPAs, and that types of service that we, our residents, pay for. This is the opposite of that. That's why I told, you know, I shared my personal opinion that it doesn't seem to fit. Anyway, we did say that it should go back to the Planning Commission, but it also needs to have a thorough legal review and make sure that we're on solid footing before any, you know, commissioner of council, whether it's council or it's the Planning Commission, that has to make that determination. I think that it's important that the Planning Commission have some legal review of this. So that's where we are with the Planning and Zoning Commission. That met till about 6:54. I apologize for running a little over, but there were four people there. There were numerous questions, and then in public portion, people spoke. Once again, just to finish that, 60-day window, the first meeting in June of the Planning Commission, I believe, is when that would come back up. So we have between now and that first Thursday of June, perhaps, you know, if that's when that agenda, which I don't set, that's when that potentially would be on the agenda again. I'm open to any questions. I hope that was off the top of my head. I hope that was thorough enough, but I'll have a written report for next meeting.
Thank you, Councilman Fiebig. Any questions for him on that this evening? Thank you. Councilman Pismo, just want to do a little highlight, or you want to?
Yeah, I will do formal minutes for next time, but the Personnel Relations Committee of Council met right before this meeting earlier tonight, and all members were present, and it was a meeting. It was our first meeting of the year and the first meeting of this particular committee with all these committee members, and so it was both a general meeting to introduce the members as well as to set an agenda for the year, which is to try try to come up with legislation to further our personnel matters in a direction that is in the best interest of our residents in providing the services and the government products that our residents need. So that was one of our points. And the other one was that the mayor recommended that the chief of police as well as the road superintendent receive a 2% raise retroactive to the beginning of the year. So we also started discussing that issue and as it relates to an unfair labor practice filed against the city by the AFSCME or the Secretaries Union in relation to the passage of the city budget and the implementation of it. But I will have more detailed minutes for next time, and that's it for now.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman Pismo. Any quick questions for her on any of that?
Madam President, just like to ask Chair Pismo, do you know if the previous raises that were discussed in September, October were 2% raises also?
Off the top of my head, I think so. I'm not sure. I think they were all 2%.
I forgot to ask that earlier.
I think I have that.
Councilman Pismo, they were 2%.
Yeah.
With an additional 1% to Chief Collins in purchasing PERS.
Yeah. Yeah. 2%. Yeah. That's correct. And it looks like we passed that September 18th, so.
So whatever the next pay period that would have been implemented.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Laura. Any other questions or anything about any of the other committees this evening? Councilman Hallam, let's touch base about the memorandum of understanding between the Boys League and the city.
Yes. Madam President, you were unable, I know you were ill at the last meeting, so just to catch you up, I did check around, as I said, during my last committee meeting to see if any other cities were covering the, first of all, how they were running their sports programs, and two, concerning insurance coverage. And while all of the cities, at some level, most or all of their sports programs were being handled by nonprofits, just like we are, none of them that I could find covered the nonprofit insurance-wise. So I went back to the Boys League and informed them of that. They had a meeting this week, actually, and they're fine with taking on their own insurance as well as still taking care of all the money as they already said they would do. So the question that we now have to find out is that the administration was handling the writing of the MOU, and now that they're removing the insurance, somebody's going to have to make that change within the MOU on the city side. My understanding is then that we'll basically just say that we're going to allow them to use our fields, and we will maintain our fields, but they're responsible for collection of monies as well as their own insurance. And then I think there is also we need to have a clean break with them because we have been holding on to the monies for them, and we need to make sure that we clear our accounts. If they owe us some money in some accounts and we owe them some money in other accounts, and kind of figure all that out, and then if we owe them money, then just, you know, divest ourselves of the financial mixing and mingling of that also needs to accomplish. So that's where that is until we get a new MOU written by, I assume, the administration. We can't really do anything with this.
So that might be something that, since that is a substantial change to the exhibit that's attached to this ordinance, that that's something that we might want to consider when we get to legislation about how we want to manage this ordinance at this point.
I would agree with that.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other committee tidbits or anything? Any other council representative reports tonight? Okay. All right. Moving forward.
Oh, Madam President.
Yes, Councilman
Hill. I just want to mention the Recreation Committee as you may remember, had ordered all the benches. They did get approval for the PO to order the benches for over at the ball fields, and I believe I heard that when we went to order them, they're on back order. So we don't know when those are going to come in, but they are on back order, and they've been ordered.
Thanks for sharing. Make sure people bring their folding seats when they come.
Until then.
Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to move on to public portion, and this is an opportunity for the public to come forward and share thoughts and concerns. We ask that you keep your comments to 3 minutes, and please state your name and your address when you come forward, and I will open public portion at 8:17 p.m. Rick?
Madam President, on behalf of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 4358 here in Willoughby Hills at 29412 White Road, I am here to talk to the people, council, as well as residents, informing them of the beginning of our fundraising drive. It's known as the Buddy Poppy Drive. This Buddy Poppy Drive provides virtually all of our operating funds for the upcoming year. Some of the things that we do with this money is we provide assistance for needy and disabled veterans. I'm not going to go down the entire list. I have given it to members of council and Vicki as well. If you would happen to put that into the meeting minutes, I would appreciate that. But we also support Purple Heart Homes, Wags for Warriors. We also donate money to our own local police and fire departments, as well as partnering with the city administration and council for doing events like Memorial Day, Unity Days, as well as Veterans Day. We do plan on conducting a Memorial Day service this coming Monday, the 28th. It'll be at 11 o'clock. Weather permitting, will be outside. And should weather turn south, we intend on moving inside to the community center with your permission to go ahead and conduct that. We also, to touch on the Buddy Poppy Drive, we will be collecting. VFW members will be out at Gales and Sun Plum starting on the 13th all the way up into the 27th. And also the last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, we'll have our members at the Shops of Willoughby Hills on both Saturday and Sunday. I will make myself available for any questions from council immediately at the end of public portion, and then for any residents that so desire, I will be outside if they have any questions in relation to our local post, what we do with the money, and how we spend it. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you. Anyone else this evening for public portion? Jenna?
Jenna Bing, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. I just want you to please pass on to the people that do the road patching. Beach Hills is, for a lot of reasons, has kind of a strange little bad asphalty problem. But unbeknownst to me and I think anybody in our neighborhood, all of a sudden they showed up. They marked giant patches. They dug them out, they filled them, and it looks beautiful again. So please pass that on to them, that they did a wonderful job in a very expedient way. We've got a bunch of construction going on our street, and they managed to make sure we could all get through while they were doing it, along with major trucks. So great job, and I just wanted to pass that on.
Great. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
Mr. Miller?
My name's Tony Miller. I live at 2857 Hayes Drive, Willoughby Hills, Ohio. I would like to reiterate what the last person just says, because the road crew was also on Hayes Drive this week. They also dug up giant patches of the road, and they made it a lot nicer than it had been until such time as that road might be able to be paved in full. And I just want to say thank you to the road crew, because they were out there, they were sweating, they were working really hard, and they are doing that by hand. They are shoveling out that tar into the holes by hand. Now, they use some machines to dig out some of the holes, but they're out there busting their hump. So thanks to Mark, to the guys on the road crew. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony. I think it has something to do with spring finally being here, too. Anyone else this evening? Doris.
Doris Dodge, 37881 Milan Drive. I would like to thank the council for putting us on the path to financial responsibility. Thank you for the availability of funds to hire more police and firefighters that Willoughby Hills so desperately needs. Thank you for putting funds into our roads that have been neglected for so long. I would appreciate it, though, if someone could clarify an issue regarding the community center. It was a concern for me when the mayor said that other than voting, the center would be locked and barricades would be set. No admittance, no community use, no activities, no activities like wedding receptions, and the city is now going to be open to lawsuits. It gave me the mental image of Rottweilers and razor wire. Please advise us on to the status of the community center.
Thank you, Doris. Anyone else this evening? Linda?
I don't know. Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham Boulevard. I don't know if this is something that the city can do and possibly Mr. DeFranco, but Mark's parking lot is very treacherous. You can't even dodge the holes anymore because every time you go to dodge one, you hit another. So is there something we could do to get them to fix that parking lot? Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Anyone else this evening? Okay, I will close public portion at 8:23 p.m.
Madam President, if I could respond to Mrs. Dodge's question about the community center. Last week, I got a call from a very distraught resident who had the same question because they'd received an email and forwarded a copy of it to me from the mayor less than a week before their daughter's wedding reception was planned at the community center. And the father and mother just expressed to me they didn't know how they could possibly find an alternative location and warn the guests in time. And they weren't sure what was going on because there were conflicting sources as to the community center is closed. It's not closed. But here they have this email, and it was a very political email. It attacked the balanced budget that was passed by council. It mentioned elected officials by name, much as the very unfortunate automatic email generated by the mayor's executive assistance account does today. It was very disturbing, and he asked me to help him. So the very first thing that I did is I called our acting fire chief, Tim Sarazen, our police chief, Chris Collins, and I said, we're going to make sure that this family has their wedding reception no matter what. And Chief Sarazen said that he would personally open the door. Chief Collins said, in his view, if the mayor or any other city employee tried to interfere with the resident's right to exercise the contract that the mayor himself had signed with them and that the resident had paid for, that he viewed that person should be arrested. And I sent an email thereafter to the mayor and to council expressing that we had to keep the community center open, that the money was budgeted, and that we have to keep up our legal obligations. When the city of Willoughby Hills says to a resident, we've signed a rental contract with you, you've paid for it, we need to honor that. You can't just make a political statement, well, I want to have a bigger secretarial staff, or I want to give raises to this employee or that employee, and if I can't have things my way, I'll make residents suffer. That was not right. I mean, the initial position of the mayor was even the community center would be closed for voting purposes, which would compromise everyone's right to vote. My own Aunt Linda, I think we all know Aunt Linda by now, actually called me and said, am I going to be able to vote this past Tuesday? Because the mayor and other members of council are saying that there won't be voting at the community center. And, of course, I told her, you absolutely have the right to vote. And, fortunately, the Board of Elections contacted the mayor and told told him that he absolutely could not close. And the mayor was contacted, I know, by other public officials who told him that he had to comply with the law and keep the community center open in line with the ordinances and charter of the city of Willoughby Hills. So it's unfortunate that there was a lot of misinformation put out. There was a lot of smoke and no fire. It was entirely political. There was never any truth to it. Our community center is open for business, and we budgeted well over $1 million for administrative staff. So there is plenty of money for one employee to open the door and make sure that our rentals are taken care of. So let there be no mistake. I think this is something that really needs to be corrected firmly and absolutely. Any public official or employee of Willoughby Hills who tells you otherwise was either misinformed or was deliberately lying to you. The community center is open for business. It was open for voting, and it would be illegal for any employee to interfere with your right to use our community center. And I regret that anyone would misinform the public. I hope that answers your question.
Pete, so Mark's has obviously an owner of that property.
When Ms. Fulton first said Mark's parking lot, I thought she was referring to Mark Rubis's service drive.
<That's right. laughs>
Figured he can fix it himself.
Is there...
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Wonderful.
I can send them a violation letter.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
But, Madam President, if I could just add, for the prices they charge for bacon and Munster cheese, I'll brave that parking lot. Thank you.
Any other unfinished business before council?
Yeah, Madam President.
Councilman Kubik?
The person responsible in the administration for posting to our city's website was the finance assistant. I know we had to reduce that, or we eliminated that position. So the responsibilities for posting to the city website, Mr. Bergachek, who is handling that currently?
The finance assistant was the primary person for posting to the website. Each department is responsible for their own page. The backup was the mayor's administrative assistant. So there is nobody posting, nobody filling that function right now because there's nobody on staff who knows it.
Well, there's some current information on there that is very inappropriate. So I just wondered who is responsible for posting that today.
I have no idea. You speak with the mayor.
That would be the point of this meeting. Yeah, it's unfortunate that he chose not to be here. Maybe he doesn't want to answer that question. Maybe he doesn't want to be held accountable for posting political stuff on our city's website. Maybe that's why he's not here.
Which page are you referring to? I'll pass it along to him tomorrow.
I believe it is some posting by the former executive assistant who should no longer have access to that website.
If I'm asking, which page are you referring to?
There may be more, but there was some information under community and events.
A community events page?
That
page,
okay. Talked about the Whisper program, and then it said adopt a soldier is temporarily on hold, and I believe in other places it said something to the effect of due to recent actions of council or things like that, lots of exclamation points.
Yeah. I'll pass it along to the mayor.
It's wholly inappropriate, and it's unprofessional, and it has no place on our government page.
And my concern would be that if the individual that's posting these is no longer, at this point, is not employed with the city, then there should not be access to being that on the city website. So,
To the best of my knowledge, the two people in question don't have access to the website.
They most certainly do. They most certainly do. So we need to, we'll get to the bottom of it then.
Madam President, also regarding that email that was unfortunate from Glory Majeski at Willoughby Hills, I understand there's an autoresponder on it. Now, we've never had a situation where a former employee is allowed to keep an email address for the city. So it's, again, inappropriate to use that for pushing political messages or claiming that they'll be back. You know, exclamation points. So I think that's another issue that needs to be resolved, and that email address needs to be deleted.
Yeah, in all fairness to Frank, I agree. I think we probably all agree. Also, I had called a week or so ago around noon and got the message that the city was closed at 4:30, so please call back the next day. So that was a little unusual as well. So we may need to have a conversation with the mayor. But thank you, Frank.
That would be the point of this meeting.
Exactly.
Right. And Madam President, if I could just say, looking to the city website, it's under City News and Events, I think what we're referring to for Mr. Berkachek's reference when he next sees our mayor. And it does refer to, you know, various things, blaming council, and I certainly am not going to repeat them because it's obviously the intent of whoever, you know, essentially vandalized our website to spread this nonsense. But it's very concerning that our website would be used for political purposes. It's meant to be a resource for residents so that we have valid and useful information, and no politician should be able to use it to promote their personal political agendas, and certainly not disgruntled employees. And in this day and age, I'm really worried when an employee is like, well, I'll be back in my message. That's ask the post office. It's never good when a disgruntled employee says, I'll be back later. Oh, my.
All right. Our next order of business is legislation. The first one is ordinance number 2018-5. Vicki, will you please read the caption?
An ordinance to approve a memorandum of understanding with the Willoughby Hills Boys League in order to provide sports programs for the youth residents of Willoughby Hills and declaring an emergency.
What are the wishes of council?
Madam President, this is Councilman Hallam's legislation. What are his wishes?
It's actually not my legislation, but...
Well, it's in the Recreation Committee.
But I didn't make this, just so you know. However, my suggestion is let's wait and get the MOU and then decide if... I mean, I don't know. I'm not... I think a law director or attorney of some kind has to tell us whether it's substantive enough that we need to, you know, redo it, or whether we can do it as amended. I don't know. So I would say it's, if it's not hurting anything, leaving it on the agenda, leave it on until we know what to do with it.
Madam President?
Councilman Fiebig.
My recommendation would be to either table this or to put it up for vote and vote no on it, since the information that we were just given was that there's a substantive change that would not allow this amendment to be, or this attachment to be effective anymore. So if
either one's appropriate, I would make a motion. Someone would make a motion for one or the other.
I'll move to table this ordinance 2018-5.
I'll second that.
So I have a motion from Councilman Pismo and a second from Councilman Fiebig to table ordinance 2018-5. And there is no discussion on a table. Vicki, please call the roll.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
The motion to table ordinance 2018-5 has been adopted.
Could you just, for the public, let them know what the table means?
So because there's been so many questions about this ordinance and research that has been done between the Boys League, Acting Law Director Steve Byron had started to work on this as well. There's some substantive changes in it. Tabling doesn't mean that it goes away forever. It will come back in a different form with an ordinance that's more appropriate to the actions that are being taken between the Boys League and the city. The next one is ordinance 2018-24.
An ordinance accepting the final quote submitted by Alside of 3773 State Road, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, for the total amount of $36,700 for Phase 1 of the NOPAC NEC Grant Window and Door Project and declaring an emergency.
So my understanding at the last council meeting, when the agenda was sent out, we did not have the exhibit for this ordinance, and the exhibit was provided the day of council. So in my absence, Vice President Pleshnik facilitated the council meeting, and it was on first reading. So this evening it's on second reading, unless council has something else they'd like to do with it.
Madam President, I'd like to make a motion to waive the three-reading rule on this ordinance. As was stated in the past, when we get grant money, we get the opportunity to get something like this. We should act on it. So while the weather's good, I'd like to see this project get going.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Mica and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance 2018-24. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, I'm supportive of waiving this for the reasons that Councilwoman Mica states. While it's only responsible to read legislation before you vote on it, which is why we held off on the first reading to make sure that we could review the exhibit in the terms of the grant, now that we have that before us and Council has all had a chance to review it, there's no reason not to accept the money and begin to use it for our residents.
Any other comments? Vicki?
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
The motion to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance 2018-24 is passed.
Madam President?
Councilman Pismo?
Move to adopt Ordinance Number 2018-24.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Mica to adopt Ordinance 2018-24. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Mica?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
The motion to adopt Ordinance 2018-24 is passed. The next is Ordinance 2018-25.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor of the City of Willoughby Hills to participate in the Ohio Department of Transportation's ODOT annual winter road salt bid 0118-19 in accordance with Ohio Revised Code 5513.01b and declaring an emergency.
So Councilman Fiebig and myself have reached out to the mayor and also to the road superintendent because the exhibit, the memo from the mayor and the exhibit for this ordinance does not identify the quantity of tons of salt that needs to be purchased. So that is not on this ordinance. I called on the cell phone that the road superintendent has used, not only the current one, but also the one prior to this, and it was non-deliverable. And I don't believe, Councilman Fiebig, you had a response, or did you, from the mayor?
Madam President, I could read what I received, because it did only go to me at 3:51 on Wednesday. And the last in the chain was from Bob Wager, the mayor. Dave, Mark will be back on Thursday, and we will give you the number of tons. Right now, the number of ton is blank on the ordinance and the exhibit. I will let you know, Bob.
And we don't have.
So my question to him was, how much rock salt do you recommend the city purchase for the next year? We've had a lot of concerns from residents over not doing enough to keep our roads safer. I am encouraging more, meaning salt, than prior years. We have legislation for Thursday. And the first in that chain was from Victoria Savage. Councilman Fiebig, serving as chair of the service committee, do you want to check with the road superintendent as to the number of tons being requested for the winter road salt project? So that was from Tuesday to, you know, yesterday. But, you know, we didn't hear from the mayor as to how many tons of rock salt to order. Haven't heard from Mark Grubison. In fact, by the way, this is another issue is his phone apparently is not working or not responding. I think he was on vacation, but still, people should be able to reach him or leave a message or something, but we got nothing.
Or pass the phone on to someone else while he's gone.
Exactly. There's got to be somebody else in the road crew who answers the phone when he's not there.
So based on the fact that we do not have a quantity, this will remain on first reading. The last ordinance is Ordinance 2018-26.
Oops, sorry. An ordinance authorizing the expenditure of the engineering fees associated with the 2018 street rehabilitation project, specifically for Keneally Drive, Red Fox Pass, Genie Lane, Somrack Drive, and Bates Lane, and declaring an emergency.
Madam President, move to adopt ordinance number 28, or no, move to waive the three reading rule of 2018-26.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2018-26. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, our engineer, Pete DeFranco, already discussed why this is important that we waive the three reading rule so that we can get these bids out and we can start working on our roads in our city.
Madam President, this legislation is for the benefit of those at home, or specifically for the engineering fees for five roads in our community that will begin the process to pave, whereas prior we had only scheduled to have two. So this was an appropriation of more funding. And the reason for the waiving three readings, Pete, is that this will get this in the hoppers a little bit sooner, and our target time to get your engineering done is about when?
It'll take us a few weeks to do the engineering, and then we would go out to bid.
So we're out to bid in mid-June, probably, right?
Well, it takes a couple weeks to get into the newspaper, get that scheduled.
We're behind the eight ball a little.
Wow. Okay, thank you. I'm in favor of waiving three readings. No doubt about it.
Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2018-26 has been waived.
Madam President?
Vice President Pleshnik?
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2018-26.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt ordinance 2018-26. Is there additional discussion on this motion?
Madam President?
Yes.
If I could just say, this reflects another of the benefits of the balanced budget that Council worked so hard to compromise with the mayor and administration and pass. Not only did the budget ultimately balance and reduce the city debt, but it put more money to our priorities, including our road program. When the mayor initially proposed the budget, it only allotted monies to pave two roads. As you can see, we're budgeting now, and we're actually working to pave five roads for our residents. And I agree, it's not enough, and you can tell I'm not biased because Evergreen Drive does not appear, nor does Bishop Road appear on this list. But it's a start. We have to start pushing harder in our road program and investing more in repaving. And to all of you who live on roads like Evergreen, like mine, who think you'll never see a visit from the road crew, you can see that we're doing the best we can to patch roads like Hayes and Beach Hills, and we're prioritizing repaving entire roads more so than we have in the past. We need to do better. I don't declare victory here, but I'm really heartened to see that we've more than doubled the number of roads that we're going to repave, and we're seeing the real benefits of fiscal responsibility. Thank you.
Thank you. Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hallam?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Ordinance 2018-26 been adopted. The next is new business.
Madam President, I would make a motion to go into executive session after for the good of the community, but prior to adjournment, inviting all members of council, the mayor, as well as Mr. Jim O'Leary, for purposes of interviewing for and hiring for a public employee's position. For our residents, we're looking at the mayor's nomination of Mr. O'Leary for our law director. We've talked a little bit about needing legal representation tonight. No time limit on that executive session. It's an important matter. And excusing the rest of our administration, I think Mr. DeFranco and our finance director would probably prefer to go home at this point.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilman Fiebig to go into executive session after, for the good of the order and the good of the community, inviting Council, the Mayor, and Mr. Jim O'Leary to discuss employment as the law director. No time limit, and excusing the city engineer and the finance director. Any discussion? Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Fleshnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
So we will go into executive session after for the good of the order and for the good of the community. For the good of the order, anyone?
Madam President, if I could share our congratulations to Councilman Dave Fiebig, more specifically to his son Joe, formerly known as Joseph Fiebig, for earning the rank of Eagle Scout. He joins his brother Michael as two of only the 4% of young men who enter scouting to achieve its highest rank. And we congratulate the father, we congratulate the son, and the brother who came before.
And the mother, too.
Don't forget the mother.
It's your job to remember the wife and mother.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Anybody else for the good of the order or community? Okay. Seeing none, we will go into executive session at 8:46 p.m.